Holy Spirit, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory and honor for what you have done for us. Be with us. Be Lord over the service. Be Lord over our church. Be Lord over the city of Kampala. And over the nation of Uganda. Over East Africa and Africa. Be the Lord of the entire earth. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty hand. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. It is wonderful to be in the house of God. We have a very good God, church. You need to keep knowing this God better and better. He's a faithful God. Look to him. Okuru, look to this God. You know, Okuru has been sick, but I'm praying for God to heal him.
Okolo omulwadde ne nsabira Mukama amuwonye.
And feel free to support him.
Era muwulire eddembe mumuwagire.
Okuru, you can stand up. And
Okuru yimukako.
No, yes. He has been sick, but God has sustained him.
Mukama abadde mulwadde ne kati Mukama amukozeemu omulimu. Mukama tumukubire engalo ez'amaanyi.
I remember the testimony of Oyedepo.
Nzijukira obujulizi obwoyo omulabirizi Oyedepo
when he got saved.
Yagamba bwe yalokoka.
He read a number of books.
Yasoma ebitabo bingi.
And his faith went up.
Okukkiriza kwene kuyimuka.
He decided to believe the word.
Yasalawo okukkiriza ekigambo.
In the Bible.
Mu Bible.
So he went to, he was in the boarding school.
Yali mu somero eri ekisulo.
At a higher level, higher class now. So he got attacked by TB.
I
think it was TB actually. So he began to cough. He's in the boarding. And you know the dormitories has children, all students all around you. So one day,
naye olunaku lumu,
he woke up.
Nazukuka.
He found that all the students had transferred from around. The place was empty.
Naalabanga abaana bonna baabaggyewo mu kisulo mwe yabadde.
They ran away because of his cough.
Badduka kubanga yali akolola nnyo.
So.
N'olwekyo.
He came out.
Nafuruma.
In the night.
Nafuruma ekiro.
He said, God,
nagamba Mukama,
if I cough again,
bwenzira mune enkolola nate,
and I know you are there and I believe in you,
eranga
if I cough again,
bwenzira mune enkolola nate,
I will leave you.
Ngenda kuvaako.
It was a very terrible thing.
Chari chintu cha tisa
nyo. And he went and slept.
Nagenda neyebaka.
And that was the end of the cough.
Oko kwe kwali okomekerera ko kolola.
I'm not asking you that you should. That man knew his faith. So don't copy him.
Omusajjo yo ye yali na okukiriza n'olwekyo tomukopa.
So that's how the man got healed from.
N'olwekyo omwami bwatu bwe yafuna okuwonyezebwa.
From that TB.
Okuva ku lufubo olwo.
So what am I trying to say that?
Kiki kyengezaako gamba.
God is able.
Nti Katonda afa asobola.
Just be serious with this.
Webera mukalativu.
First, the most important thing is to know all the healing scriptures. Look for all the healing scriptures. In fact,
Mazima.
You go to Sister Leah will give to look for you. Look for him all the healing scripture given.
Gende wa Sister Leah Okolo ina Bible.
Someone needs to donate for you a Bible.
Waliwo omuntu alino kuwa Bible.
Who has an extra Bible you can donate to?
Olina Bible nga olinawe emfisi.
Which is busy gathering dust in your house.
Ngolina Bible eyemfisi nga tojikozesa.
That man need a Bible.
Omwami ono yetaaga Bible.
We need to get for him a Bible.
Tulina omufunira Bible.
Praise God.
Amen.
Power for a new life.
amanyi agobulamu obupya.
Bring that vista here.
Omugenyi mulete maso.
She's not a vista.
Sina mugenyi.
She has been here.
Abaddenga wano.
She has been our member.
Abaddenga mutuze wa kanisa.
Praise God.
Amina.
Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Mukama mukubire ngale za manyi ezimutendereza.
So we serve a wonderful God, a great God.
Tuweleza Katonda ow'ebyewuunyo omukulu.
This morning we are looking at power for a new life.
Amakya ga leero tugenda kulaba amaanyi amapya.
I was asking people in the first service.
Nabadde mbuuza abantu mu service eyasoose.
That what has the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus done for you?
Ngamba buuza chichi okuzuukira n'obulamu.
What has the life
chichi obulamu
and the death and the resurrection of Jesus
no kuzuukira kwa Yesu
done for you?
Chechari byali bikoledde.
And one of the elders answered
omu kubakadde n'addamu
and said
nagamba
the life of Jesus
nti obulamu bwa Yesu
is life is death and resurrection changed his life.
Obulamu n'okufa n'okuzuukira byakyusa obulamu bwe. Byakyusiza ddala obulamu bwe.
Totally changed his life.
Byakyusiza ddala obulamu bwe.
So why did we celebrate Easter?
Lwaki tujaguza?
Why were we celebrating Easter?
Lwaki tujaguza okufa kwa mukama waffe Yesu?
We celebrated Easter.
Tujaguza okufa.
What we were actually celebrating.
Eranga tujaguza.
Was the change.
Ye yali enchuka chuka.
Change.
Enchuka chuka.
The door of change that God opened.
Olujjo lwenchuka chuka mukama lwaggulawo.
For us.
Lwatugulira
ffe. The door of change.
Olujjo lwenchuka chuka.
Let me tell you church.
Leka mbabulire kanisa.
The only person who can change your life.
Omuntu asobola okukyusa obulamu bwo.
In a wholesome way.
Mu ngeri ey'ebyewuunyo.
In a good way.
Mu ngeri ennungi.
In a complete way.
Mu ngeri etuukiridde.
In a satisfying way.
Mu ngeri esanyusa.
Is God.
Ye Katonda.
Through his son.
Okuyita mwana we Yesu.
I'm telling you the
mbabuulira amazima.
Is the only one who can satisfy you.
Oyo yekka yasobola okukusa obulamu bwo.
Is the only one.
Yekka.
So I want to encourage you.
Norwecho njagalo bazamu amanyi.
If ever anyone asks you, said, what has the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus done for you?
Omuntu bwakubuza obulamu n'okuzuukira bwana okufa kwa mukama waffe Yesu kukoledde ki?
The biggest thing is change.
Kati ekintu ekisooka obukulu eba nkyuka kyuka.
Made us.
Yatufuula.
Access change that God as for us.
Okufuna enchuka chuka Katonda jalina kubafu.
Has opened the door for change for us.
Yatugulirawo olujjo lw'enchuka chuka jetuli.
Praise God.
Amina.
Has given us an opportunity to live a new life.
Yatuwa omwaganya okubera mu bulamu obupya.
A new life.
Obulamu obujja.
God never called you to remain where you are.
Mukama te yakuyita kusigala woli. Mukama yakuyita chusa obulamu bwo.
Praise God.
Amina.
So power for a new life.
Amanyi agobulamu obujja.
Tell your neighbor power for a new life.
Gamba mulirwana awo amanyi agobulamu obupya.
That is what God has called us to.
Echo mukama che yatuyitira.
That's why Christ came.
Jovola ba Kristo yajja.
To give you life.
Okuwa obulamu.
That life cannot leave you the same.
Obulamu obote busobola kuleka che chimu.
Cannot leave you the same.
Tebusobola kuleka chechimu.
Has not left others the same.
Tebusobola kutuleka chechimu. Tebwatuleka chechimu.
In fact, when I was asking, I said, what has the
life, mbuza, death and resurrection of Jesus done kwa Yesu for us?
One
chife
of the brothers
Uganda
said,
nagamba,
it has changed his life.
Nti wachu si
and that is the issue.
Eyo yensonge nkulu.
Change.
Enchuka.
Change.
E kuchuka.
Change.
Enchuka chuka.
A new life.
Obulamu obupya.
Praise God.
Amina.
Brother John Mirembe, just tell us.
Owooluganda John Mirembe tubulire.
In about 2 minutes.
Mudakiika bbiri.
What kind of change have you experienced?
Nchuka chuka chije uje wali ofunye.
You came to know Jesus.
Okuvalo wategeera Yesu.
What has changed in your life?
Achusiza chimbulamu obwo.
Praise God, church.
Kanisa Yesu yebazibwe.
I'm Mirembe Njona, my name's.
Erinnya lye lyeyo ye Mirembe.
I've got a lot of change.
Afunye enchuka chuka
nya. Different changes. But because of time,
naye olw'obudde,
I will give one testimony.
Ajja kuwaayo obujulizi bwa mulundi gumu.
My wife knows it.
Mukyala wa bumanyi.
I used to drink alcohol.
Yanywanga omwenge.
I was a gambler.
Yali musajja apangirira azanya beti.
And I thank God right now.
Naye kati.
I'm no longer a drunkard.
Tachanywa mwenge.
I'm no longer a gambler.
Tachakuba beti.
His life was
the first of all.
When I
got born again, I stopped drinking. But I remained gambling.
Nasigala okunywa mwenge nakuleka nene sigala nga nkuba beti.
The Lord told me.
Mukama na ngamba.
The other demon ran.
Nti ogwo muzimu ogwadduka.
The other one ran for drinking.
Ogwo gwadduka ogwo butamisu.
So this one remained.
Kati guno gwasigala.
I said, oh, that's why I'm still gambling.
Nti ogola banchakuba beti.
I was in my bed sleeping and my wife was still in the village.
Nali neba se nga ndiye
omukyalo. So I rebuked that demon.
Nene nyo moyo oyo.
So at night it came back.
Kati negudda.
At around 6.
Negudda oku sawa nga 10 na nga mukaga.
At
12 yes.
Sawa nga.
It said I'm not going anywhere.
Negumugamba tetuina je tulaga.
I'm still with you.
Njali nawe.
Because me I'm for a long time ago.
Nze nabera we bisera bya
dannyo. I remember that demon disturbed my papa, my dad. Na zitukira
omuzimu ogo gwatawanya bakojja ne tata wange.
They were also gambling.
Yeah, they were so gambling.
Nabo balinga bakubazaala.
So I rebuked it in a dream.
Nengugoba mu kiroto.
So from that time
okuva ku lunaku olwo nendekerawo okubazaala.
Give the Lord a mighty hand.
Mukama mukubira engalo ez'amanyi zimutendereza.
And the Lord has spoken to me that he's going to change my life.
Mukama akyusizza obulamu bwange.
He spoke.
Yayogera.
But I remained gambling.
Era nensigala nga nkyakubazaala.
I told him, Lord, you have promised to change my life.
Nemugamba wasuubiza okukyusa obulamu bwange.
So I prayed and fasted.
Nensiba nensaba.
I told God to change my life.
Ngamba mukama akyusa obulamu bwange.
He told me I'm going to change your life in 2 months.
Nagamba ngenda kyusa obulamu bwa mu myezi ebiri.
So the 2 months.
Mu myezi ebiri.
Nothing happened.
Kati tewali kyabaawo.
I told God you spoke.
Na mugamba wayogera.
Now my life has not changed.
Nti obulamu bwange nga tebunnakyuka.
Again I entered the praying and fasting.
Ne nyingira mu kusiiba n'okusaba kwa nnaku ssatu.
He spoke and he said.
Era n'ayogera n'agamba.
Your life would have changed but you're still gambling.
Nti eddaala lyo likyuse naye okyakuba beti.
So he told him now I've stopped.
Ne ngamba kati nensalawo ne ngamba kati ndekeddaawo.
So when I stopped gambling he said,
ne bwe nalekerawo okuba
zaala.
Mukama n'akyusa obulamu bwange.
That's how I stopped gambling.
Abwetu bwe nalekerawo okuba
zaala. That's how God changed me.
Mukama bwatyo bwe yanchuza.
Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Mukama tumukubire engalo
ez'amaanyi. By the way, there's some big lesson you have to learn.
Waliwo esomo wano lyolina okuyiga.
From his testimony.
Okuva mu bujulizi bw'owooluganda Mirembe.
God told him, I will change your life.
Mukama yamugamba njakyusa obulamu bwo mu myezi ebiri.
And he continued gambling.
Naye yongera maso n'okuba zaala.
And God told him because you have not stopped.
Mukama namugamba bato nalekerawo.
You know there are things that you must obey his word.
Waliwe bintu ngolino gondere chigambo che.
God was waiting for you.
Mukama yali alinze Mirembe.
From today I will not gamble.
Nagambo lwalero sigenda kukuba zaala.
That is when he comes.
E awo wayingirira
wo. And that's what I was telling people in the first service.
Chokola
you have to align with this word.
Teka obulamu bwo mu chigambo che. Okulabe nchuka chuka.
And the choir sang a certain song here.
Kwaya yayimbye oluyimba wano.
That all things are already done.
Nti ebintu byonna biwe de.
Waiting for a manifestation.
Ngalinzo okulabisibwa.
So God talks in the past tense.
Mukama ayogera mu biseera ebiyise.
In the past tense.
Ayogera mu biseera ebiyise.
So it does not talk in a way that shows you that he's still doing something.
Tayogera mu ngeri.
He says I've done it.
Agamba akikoze.
So just begin to obey.
Gwetandika kukiriza mugondera.
And you will see the manifestation.
Ojja kulaba okulabisibwa.
Praise God.
Amina.
Let's give the Lord a mighty hand.
Leka mukama tumukubire engalo ez'amaanyi.
You see.
Olaba.
God saved us to change us.
Mukama yatulokola kutukyusa.
He sent his son.
Yatuma omwana we.
Who lived. Who died.
Eyabeerawo era n'afa n'azuukira.
so that we can be changed.
Tusobola okukyuka.
Sister Joy, you missed a very powerful testimony
for obujulizi bw'owooluganda bw'amaanyi nnyo.
From Brother Mirembe.
Osubiddwa obujulizi okuva owooluganda lwaffe Mirembe.
I was asking.
Kubanga mbadde mubuuza.
What did the life of Jesus?
Nti obulamu bwa Kristo.
His death and resurrection done for you as a
person. Okufana okuzuukira byakolera
ki? We were recently just celebrating.
Tubadde twakabujaguza, tubadde twakajaguza okufa kwe.
So with him.
Ye owooluganda yakyusa obulamu bwe we yagambye
bwe yamanya
Yesu yali mutamiivu
yali
akubazaala yali akubazaala n'alekera awo okunywa omwenge naye nga zaala akyagenda mu
maaso
mukama yayogera naye mu kirooto nti njakyusa obulamu naye yagenda mu maaso ng'azannya zaala mukama n'amugamba nti lwakuba tolekedde
awo bw'ogondera
katonda akuba amaanyi bwe gajja go gajja n'ogakuwanguza bwe kiri mukama amukubira engalo ez'amaanyi.
And church, that's why, and fasting and prayer. That's why let's not waste the season of prayer and fasting.
Because
he said the demon came in the night when he was asleep. And said, me, I'm not. He came back.
Gwadda negumugamba.
Said, I'm not going.
Negumugamba sirina jendaga.
The one of gambling, I'm not going.
Nze sirina jendaga.
But when he fasted.
Nayebwe yasiba.
That demon left.
Omuzimu ogwo gwamuvaako.
Omuzimu
gwava wa kitaawe ne bakojja nabo baali bazannya zaala.
So that's why.
Kyova olaba.
Let's follow this God.
Leka tugoberere Katonda ono.
Let's pray.
Leka tusabe.
He answers prayers.
Addamu okusaba.
He changes lives.
Akyusa obulamu.
Through the grace of his son Jesus.
Okuyita mu kisa eky'omwana we Yesu.
Give the Lord a mighty.
Mukama mukubira engalo ez'amaanyi.
Tell your neighbor power for a new life.
Gamba mulirwana awo amanya agobulamu obujja.
Power for a new life.
Amanyi agobulamu obujja.
You see,
olaba
the life,
obulamu,
the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
Obulamu n'okufa n'okuzukira kwa mukama wa fe Yesu.
Gives you power to live a new life.
Bukuwa amanyi okubera mu bulamu obupya.
If your life is not changing.
Obulamu bwo bwe bubate bukyuka.
You are not healing to the Lord.
Oba
you are not surrendering.
Oba tonewa yeri mukama.
You need to surrender to
olino
him.
Olino kwewayo.
Surrender your life to him.
Olino kuwayo obulamu bwe jali.
And you need to be a friend of the word.
Olino kubera mukwano gwe kigambo.
Don't think that. Let me tell you, miracles are very good.
Mbabulire byamagero birungi.
But miracles will not change your life.
Na ye byamagero tebiri kyusa bulamu
bwo. It is the word of God that will change your life.
Kigambo kya Katonda kye kiri kyusa obulamu bwo.
Because when God can do a miracle now, you forget it, you need another one.
Kubanga mukama sobola okukolera ekyamagero n'okyerabira.
So it is not what changes you.
Simu.
It is not what changes your life.
Simu kama yakyuse obulamu bwo.
Those fellows were in the wilderness.
Aba abantu bali mu ddungu. Abana ba Isirayiri.
They drank water from the rock.
Banywa amazzi okuva mu lwazi.
From the rock.
Baganywa kuva mu lwazi.
They were not supposed to rebel against God.
Bali tebalina kujemera Katonda.
But they rebelled.
Naye bajema.
But let me tell you, that's why God told
these people. Mukama yagamba abantu bano.
You know, because of his love. That I will cause you to ride in high places of the earth. And you will suck honey. And oil. Out of the rock. Have you ever seen oil on a rock, a dry
rock? In a desert.
And honey. But God was telling them, well, I love you
people. Kubanga mbagala.
Even when things are as hard as what?
Nebi ntunga bikarubye wadde bikarubye bitya.
I can bless you.
Nsobola bawo mukisa.
Even where things are as hard as rock.
Ngebi ntunga bikarubye ngolwazi.
I will cause you to suck oil.
Njabaletera okunyunyunta
amamo
omubisinga.
In other words, I'm ready to bless you wherever you are.
Ndabawo mukisa wonawe muli.
You just need to align with him.
Olina kuberanga otambulira muye.
Praise God.
Amina.
So let's look at Romans chapter 6 verse 11 to 15.
Lekatulabe abalumi esula
mukaga. 20 to 23. This passage talks about power over sin.
Kino kyogera ku kibi kumanyiga ekibi.
In the same way,
mu ngeri endala,
count yourselves.
Webale.
Dead to sin,
mwebale,
but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Therefore,
do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. From death to life. And offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master. Because you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. When you were slaves to sin, verse 20, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at the time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Tell your neighbor, power over sin. You see, let me tell you, because of Jesus, God has given each one of us who truly believed in Him power over sin. But power will never benefit you if you don't use it. If you don't use the power God has given you, your decision must align with the promises of God. And you must decide to obey. That's when you see His power. So this passage we have read is actually talking about power over sin. I always give people this verse 11. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Count yourself, consider yourself, that when it comes to sin, you are like a dead body. When it comes to what is right, you are alive in God, Christ, you are alive. Does a dead body sin? So when the devil comes to tempt you, don't just keep quiet. Say, when it comes to sin, Mr. Devil,
Satan,
I'm a dead.
Nze nafa.
I'm like a dead body.
Nze nafa ningo mufu.
But when it comes to sin,
you are
tempting me to sin.
I'm
dead to sin.
Nze nafa erie chibi.
I don't respond to sin.
Nze sidamu erie chibi.
But when it comes to what is right, I am alive.
Nze ndi mulamu.
I'm alive.
Ndi mulamu.
In Christ.
Mu Kristo.
I'm alive.
Ndi mulamu.
I've given people this scripture.
Mbawe byawandikibwa bino.
Who are being disturbed by certain sins.
Ababadde batawanyizibwa ebibi ebyenjawulo.
The moment they say that,
bwe bamala ne bakyatula,
whatever has been disturbing them breaks.
Buli ekibadde kibasumbuwa kimenyeka gwa muzimu ne gudduka.
And they find that they don't sin. Don't keep quiet.
Ne besanga nga tebakyayono na tosirika.
When it comes to sin, I'm like a dead body.
But when it comes to what is right, me, I'm alive in Christ.
Gamba, ndi mulamu. and you find you are able to defeat.
Olaba ng'osobola okumuwangula kuwangula.
So we are told that therefore.
Agamba n'olwekyo.
Because you got the power to overcome sin.
Kubanga wafuna amanya agawa n'olwekyo.
Do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies.
Kakati toyonona.
Don't allow sin.
N'omubiri guno ogufa.
To control your body.
Toganya chibi kufuga mubiri
go. Don't allow sin to control your anger.
Toganya mubiri kufuga busungu.
Don't allow sin to make you proud.
Toganya chibi kufula.
Do certain things in your life.
Toganya chibi kubako cha chikora
mu verse 13 we are saying do not offer the parts of your body to sin. Don't offer your mouth for sin.
Towa yo kamwake eri chibi.
Don't offer your eyes to sin.
Towa yo masogo eri chibi.
Don't offer your ears to sin.
Towa yo matuge eri chibi.
Don't.
Tochikora.
Don't offer your body.
Towa yo mubiri go
to sin. Don't.
Eri chibi tochikora.
Don't.
Tochikora.
So we are told
that
your body should not be instruments of wickedness.
But offer yourself
to God like people who have crossed from death to life. Sin shall not be your master. Tell your neighbor, say sin shall not be your master.
Gamba mulirwana wonte chibi chiremo kubera mukama.
So that is the thing.
Echo ibo chiri.
Don't offer any part of your body to sin.
Towa yo chitundu chocho necho mubiri eri chibi.
Don't put your eyes.
Tote kama sogo.
On pornography.
Eri okulabe bifananya ebyobusegu.
Because you are actually using a part of your body.
Kubanga obera okozesa chitundu tundu kya mubiri gwo okwonona.
Don't accept your leg to take you to a wrong place.
Toganya kukutwala mu kifo ekikyamu.
Because you are no longer a slave to sin.
Kubanga
to
chali
mutu wa chibi. You have been given the power.
Wawebwa amanya.
What are you doing with that power?
Okozesa kya amanya ago.
Because the grace of God is power.
Kubanga ekisa kya Katonda ge manyi.
Grace is like a coin.
Ekisa kiringa ekikoini.
500 shillings.
Ekikoini ekyebitaano.
Ennusu
eyebitaano erina side
bbiri. Grace is like that.
Ekisa kifaanana bwe kityo.
One side.
Kati side yemu eruyo rumu
is forgiveness.
Kutegeza okusonyiwa.
Is kindness.
Kitegeza ekisa.
Is goodness.
Kitegeza obulungi.
Is love.
Kitegeza okwagala.
And things that only God can do.
Ebintu byokka Katonda
byasobola. Then the other side of the coin
kati
is
oruyo olulala kitegeza amanyi.
You cannot walk away from sin without power.
Tosobola kudduka kuva mu kibinga tolina manyi.
The power of God in you after you have received Christ
amani
as Lord and Savior,
Katonda,
you can employ to free yourself. You may find that you're someone who likes malicing people.
Ayagala okubanga
onyiza
abantu.
Lord, I repent. I, from today, I will not want to malice.
Bobanga oli muntu anyiza abantu wenenye. Wenenye.
I like lying, Lord.
No, mugamba,
all
mkama,
the time I find
yimba.
Myself lying.
Nimba.
You know, lies are also a spirit.
Sometimes
it's a spirit
of
lies past.
Orusi
along
itawo.
The family bloodline.
Orusi buba musayo
from today, I don't want to lie.
Ogamba, lero sagala kudamu kulimba.
There are people who lie.
Wali abantu abalimba.
By the spirit now.
Wali abalimba.
The
evil
spirit of lies are in there.
Jobu limba.
But when you decide to pay, obey the word.
Bo
do not lie anymore. That's what Ephesians says. You receive the power. That's why in John 1:12 it says, yet to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave them the power to become sons, to become daughters of God.
Aba Katonda.
They begin to look like God.
Baddembo kufanana Katonda.
God has called you to begin to look like his son.
Mukama yakuyita okubera ngofanana
omwana
we.
It may not happen in one day.
Tekitukawo mu lunaku
lumu. But it begins to change your life.
Naye atandika nakyusa obulamu bwo.
Let me tell you, the biggest testimony that the God you are serving is real.
Bujulizi obusooka nti Katonda gw'owereza mulamu oba waddala.
It's the testimony of change like we have seen in
obujulizi nga bwe tuwulidde obwo w'oluganda obw'enkyukakyuka.
And God is not going to force that change.
Mukama takaka nkyukakyuka.
There are still other places in his life that God wants to change.
Era waliwo n'ebitundu ebirala by'alina okukyusibwa y'alina okusalawo.
Some people keep God in their sitting room.
Abamu Katonda bamukuumira mu madiiro gaabwe.
They allow said Jesus, you can stay in the sitting room.
Bamugamba Yesu osobola okubeerako mu ddiiro.
You are not going to enter my kitchen.
Togenda kuyingira mu ffumbiro lyange.
This food which is here I've planned for myself, I'm not going to share it.
Ene mmere yange nze kasigenda jigabana.
You know, because you are a strict budgeter, you have budgeted this thing for 1 week and
for a certain number of people. Atenga bwe bati.
So I'm not...
Norwecho,
so you stay in the sitting room.
Mudiro, tosala.
Other people says...
Abalabagamba.
Jesus, you can stay in the sitting room.
Osobola okubeera mu ddiiro Yesu.
You are not going to come to my bedroom where I torture my wife.
Togenda kujja ku buliri bwange nga ntulugunya omukyala wange.
Where I beat my husband.
Eyo gye nkubira bba wange.
Some women beat their husband.
Abakyala abamu bakuba abaana.
It's a very bad thing.
Kibi nnyo.
And some men beat their wives.
Abaami abamu nabo bakuba abakyala.
In fact, if you are born again.
Bw'oba walokoka.
It's very shameful for someone to hear that.
Chabuswavu nyonti dala okuba mukyala wo obo olwana ne bawo.
It's horrible.
Chibi nyo.
It's horrible.
Chibi nyo.
Praise God.
Amina.
It is because you have lack God
in
you.
You cannot do that.
Brother Mirembe, you cannot beat your wife.
Muoruganda Mirembe, tosobola kuba mukyala wo.
You cannot threaten her.
With
Jesus, he said, you would have done something very bad.
You'd
be like someone who said, Jesus, you stay in the sitting room. Bedroom, leave me alone. Let me handle bedroom matters. Praise God.
Amina.
For sin shall not be your master. You are not under the law, but under the grace. What then shall we sin?
Because we are
not under the law,
but under grace. Grace.
By no means. Because God is kind.
Kubanga Katonda wa chisa.
Because God is forgiving.
Kubanga Katonda asonyiwa.
Doesn't mean that you can continue living
anyhow.
True grace gives you the power
yakuwa amanyi
to break free
okuvayo obotole
from sin.
Okuva mu kibi.
True grace
gives you the power to break free. Chikuletera okubotola.
He said he fasted and rebuked some demons to leave.
Yasiba nabake mizimu je yanenya.
The one that was disturbing him for
gambling.
And they left.
Era
and that demon left.
Eje mizimu nejimuleka.
The Bible says some of these things goes by fasting and prayer.
Bible yayogera nti ebintu ebimu ebyo bigenda mu kusaba na kusiba.
That's why this year.
Chovola bo mwaka guno.
Is a year.
Gwe mwaka
olina
okujaguza obujagu
over all kind of situation you have been facing.
Embeera yonna gy'obadde oyitamu olina
okujaguza
ebintu ebimu Yesu yayogera nti bigenda mu kusiba na kusaba. Emizimu gino egimu gidduka mu kusiba na mu kusaba.
So I want to encourage all of you.
Norwecho njagalo bazzaamu amaanyi.
To take advantage of the means of grace like fasting and prayer.
Okutwala omwaganya n'ekisa kino eky'okusiiba n'okusaba.
So we are told that when we are slaves to sin,
tugambiddwa nti bwe tubeera abaddu b'ekibi,
we were not righteous.
Tetwali batuukirivu.
And let me tell you, don't let anyone deceive you.
Leka mbabule tewabakulimba.
You will never enjoy sin.
Tolinyumirwa kibi.
No.
Tolikikola.
People can pretend, oh,
abantu basobola okweyisaako. Okola kino. Bulimba.
Deep inside you.
Munda mugwe.
You are never happy.
Tolibeera musanyufu.
That's why after you are saved.
Kyovola babo omala okulokoka.
Don't try to go back.
Togezaako kudda mabega.
You know how you were.
Omanyi gye wali.
And some people come to church, they have not seen a certain kind of lives.
And
then when they have been in the church, and their opportunity comes, they get more money. They want to copy the world. Copy how they dress. Begin to go to try to club.
But
it is terrible.
Chibinyo.
you are actually going back to filth.
Oddayo eri omubbi.
To filth is like a pig that has been washed and then goes back to the mud. Like a pig.
Obange embizzi.
Yes, that has been washed.
Eyozebwa enazibwa.
Then it goes back to rolling the mud.
Neddayo neyedalanjula mu bitaba.
Don't make that mistake.
Yukana yakola ensobi.
That's what the word is telling
us. Ekigambo kitugamba.
The life and the death and the resurrection of Christ.
Okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Kristo.
Open the door for you to change. Kutugulirawo
olujjo lw'enkyuka kyuka.
The most important thing in this world,
mu kigambo nseno,
is for your life to change.
Obulamu bwo enkyuka etaga kyuka kyuka.
N'obulamu bw'abalala
nabo balina
okukyuka. That's why we even reach other people.
Ky'ova olina n'otuukirira abalala.
That's why we reach unchurched people. So that they may have a relationship that will liberate them. And we are told that for the wages of sin is death. Separation from God. That is eternal death. That death is eternal death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ. You can never receive the life of Jesus, which is called eternal life and your life.
It changes you.
It changes you. Allow God to continue changing you.
Era ganya mukama ayongere maso akuchusenga.
Why he came?
We yajja.
Why he died?
We yafa.
Why he resurrected?
We yazukira.
Was so that you can have a changed life.
Osobola okufuna enchuka chuka mbulamu.
A changed life.
Enchu obulamu obuchuse.
Not a life of slavery to sin.
Sibulamu obwobuddu eri ekibi.
You see.
Olaba.
Slavery to sin obudu is slavery to Satan. Ekibi
obera muddu wa sitani.
One day,
olunaku lumu,
and I want to tell you this, that
njagala
the miracle that God does for
chamagero mukama chakoledde
is normally not will change your life from inside.
Techija chusa bulamu
bwo.
Techija chusa bulamu bwo munda na yechigambo che, na yechigambo che.
Take his word.
Tware chigambo che.
That is why
yensonga
lwachi Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1
omutume Paulo mu Barumi esule soka
verse 12
olunyirwa 12
he told the Romans that
yagamba Barumi
don't copy
temukopa
custom
enkola
and the behaviors of the
mpisa zensi
but let God change you
naye reka mukama abachuse mufuka abantu abajja
by changing the way you think
ngamuchusi bwengeri je mulowoza.
And then you'll be able to know.
Mujja kusobola okumanya.
It's pleasing.
Okumutendere obulungi.
Pleasing.
Okusanyusa.
Perfect will.
N'okutuukirira.
What changes the way you think?
Ekyeki kyusengeri gy'olowoozaamu.
His word.
Ekyo ekigambo kye.
Not his miracles.
Sibyamagero bye n'ekigambo kye.
Of course his word also brings miracles.
Ekigambo kye nakyo kisobola okuleeta ekyamagero, kireeta ekyamagero.
His word.
Ekigambo kye.
Not miracles.
Si byamagero.
Miracles are good.
Ebyamagero birungi.
But the word of God is
na ye ekigambo kya Katonda ky'amaanyi.
It is what changes people.
Ekyo kye kikyusa abantu be.
I used to have a friend.
Nalinanga mukwano gwange.
Many years ago.
Emyaka egiyise emabega.
And we were living, we were neighbors.
Twalinga tuliraaniganye.
I was a neighbor of that man.
Nali mulirwana wa mwami oyo.
Now this man
kati omwami oyo
got AIDS.
Nafuna sirimu.
At that time there was no medicine for
mu kiseera ekyo tewali ddagala lya sirimu.
Now we have ARV.
Kati ARV zajja weziri.
Which you can use and live a normal life.
Zosobola okumira n'obeera mulamu obulungi. Bw'obanga weeyisizza bulungi.
And as you wait for God to heal you.
Ng'ate bw'olindirira Katonda akuwonye.
So this man
kati omwami ono
had three wives.
Yalina abakyala basatu.
All of them got AIDS.
Bonna ne bafuna obulwadde bwa sirimu.
Through him.
Babufuna kuyita mu mwami ono.
Two had already died.
Kati babiri nga bafudde.
There was only one remaining.
Ng'omu yekka yasigadde.
So they were in Mulago Hospital.
Kati yali Mulago mu ddwaliro.
At that time there was a particular ward where they put AIDS people.
mu biseera ebyo nga waliwo akasenge we bateeka abalwadde ba siriimu bateeka bokka.
So the hospital say no, you take him back home, he's just he's about to die.
Neba eddwaliro ne ligamba mumuzeeyo waka anaatera okufa.
So the lady took the husband home,
omukyala n'azzaayo bba ewaka,
and then rushed to the village
kati n'agenda mu
kyalo
kumakya ennyo
to go and tell them to prepare for
burial. Agenda abagambe bateeketeeke okuziika.
And when she went,
naye bwe yagenda,
she did not put the switch on.
Teyateekako
ttaala. So the room was dark.
Kati ekisenge mwe yamuleka nga mulimu enzikiza.
She left at around 5 o'clock.
Kubanga yazukuka kumakya ssaawa nga 11.
That man said he could not even take juice.
Omwami oyo nga tasobola na kunywa katunda.
Half a glass and finish it.
Nga tasobola na kunywa kitundu kya katunda ka n'akimalamu.
There was no mitigation in the sickness of AIDS. There was nothing.
Nga teri ddagala lya siriimu.
At least feel a relief.
Wachiri ngali weweza ko buweweza.
You got the full effect.
Ngofuna okulumbibwa kwona.
Vomiting.
Osesema.
The skin was
orususu.
Not okay.
Orususu ngaluli bubi.
And then the loss of weight.
Kakati n'okukoga.
Some people now afford to die of AIDS.
Abantu abamu.
Other related problems when they have the full body.
Abantu abamu bafa bizibu bilala naye ng'omubiri bagulina.
But during those days,
na yemu bisere ebyo,
so the man
kati omwami ono
at that time was so thin that if he
stood
put on a
trouser nga ne bwayambala
empale to the hospital
empale nga agenda mu ddwaliro
has to roll a towel in the waist before
nga bali n'omusiba tawulo mu kiwato
ne
balyoka bamwambaza empale.
You just look at that.
Tunuulira ekintu ng'ekyo.
So this woman went away.
Kati omukyala ono agenda.
Then all of a sudden,
mbagirawo.
This friend of mine said,
mukwano gwange yangamba.
He saw light in the room.
Yalaba ekimyanso obettaala.
The entire room was having light.
Nge erumu mwe yali yonna jjudde okumyansa.
Then he turned his head and
kati n'akyusa omutwewe ku kisenge.
He saw Jesus sitting on
a chair. Nalaba Yesu ng'atudde ku ntebe.
And he told an angel.
N'amugamba.
Said, bring the file.
Nagamba leta.
Of so and so and mention
leta
his name.
Fairo eyomwami ono.
Mention his name.
Naya tule.
Bring the file.
Leta fairo yomwami ono.
Of John. Bring the file.
Eyayokana jirete.
And he saw an angel handing to
Jesus. Nalaba malaika wa mukama nga wa Yesu fairo.
You know the Bible says that.
Manyi Bible egamba. Nti oku.
That we have a file actually.
Titulina file eyawandikibwamu.
So Jesus got the file and opened.
Yesu nafuna file y'omwami n'abikkula.
I think he was just answering the prayer.
Kakati manyi yali addamu ssaala.
He said as he was still wondering.
Kati bwe yali akyewuunya.
Some power hit him from the
bed. Amanyi ne gamukuba nga gamukubira ku buliri.
He fell off the bed.
Nagwa wansi.
And found he had entered under the bed.
Nalabanga ayingidde wansi w'ekitanda.
I think God took him under the bed so that he can test.
Mukama yamutwala wansi w'ekitanda.
He can give him the opportunity to test and realize that something had changed.
Nti balabe enchuka chuka nti waliwo waliwo
ekisoro chusa. He said he crawled out from under the bed. Ne yewalula
mpaka wansi w'ekitanda.
And he was able to stand up.
Ne yewalula nava wansi w'ekitanda yali asobola okuyimirira.
He was just like a skeleton.
Yalinga engumba gumba.
At that time he said he felt the desire to eat.
Nawuliranga ayagala okulya mu kiseera ekyo.
He had taken long without eating.
Yali amaze ebbanga nga talya.
He felt the desire to take.
Yawuliranga ayagala okunywa ku mata.
And bread.
N'omugaati. Amina.
And meat.
N'ennyama.
So he put on his clothes.
N'ayambala engoye ze.
Tied the shoes on the leg very early in the
ne
morning.
Yesire nga to okukuwa bwenga to sawa 12 kumacha.
Try to go.
Nga ageza akogenda.
To the shop to buy those
kuduka
things.
Kuduka okwegulira ebintu ebyo. Yalina obusente mu nyumba.
And when he opened.
Kati bwe yakulawo oluggi.
He found the neighbor trying
to. Nasanga balirwana.
The neighbor's wife.
Neighbor mulirwana wa muchala wa neighbor.
Trying to light a sigiri.
Nga ageza akokume sigiri.
The woman cried and said, Mama Nyabo, and ran in the house.
Omuchara naawogana Mama Nyabo. Bayatia.
He thought he was seeing a dead a skeleton.
Yali amanyi alabye omuntu
afudde. Ran in the house.
Ngalaba omuntu
afudde. Because he looked so bad.
Kubanga yali alabika bubi.
So the man went up to the shop.
Omusajja n'agenda ku dduuka.
He picked money.
N'ajjayo sente ze.
He said, give me milk.
N'agamba mumpe amata.
Give me bread.
Mumpeyo ne omugaati.
One loaf.
Omugaati gumu.
They gave him.
Tosi omugaati emu ne bamuwa.
Gave them the money.
Ne n'abawa sente.
They returned the money. Said,
ne bamuddiza sente ne bamugamba genda sebo.
Because they knew he was going to die.
Bali bamanya agenda kufa.
He went to the butcher.
N'agenda kujebatunde nyama.
He said he bought meat.
N'agenda kwegulira ku nyama n'agula nyama.
Gave a kilo.
Ne bamuwa kilo.
They looked at him.
Ne bamutunulira.
He gave them the money.
N'amuwa sente.
They returned the money.
N'amudiza sente n'amugamba genda. Amina.
The man went home.
Oh, musajja nadde waka.
And let me tell you.
Nere kambabulire.
The woman returned from the village.
Oh, mukyala adde okuva mukyalo.
For Jesus had healed the man.
Yasanga Yesu awonyeza omwana.
Even the woman was healed.
No mukyala naye nawonyezebwa.
Because they had a daughter.
Kubanga balina muwala waabwe.
But let me tell you.
Nere kambabulire.
That man got a very good job.
Omwami oyo yafuna omulimu omulungi.
At that time the money that man was getting.
Sente ze yali afuna.
And this that Ugandan money was still very strong.
Zaali z'amaanyi mu biseera ebyo.
Over 20 years ago.
Emyaka ngabiri emabega.
About 30 years ago.
Emyaka 30 emabega.
That money was strong.
Sente ezo zaali z'amaanyi.
So the man.
Kati omwami ono.
Got a good job.
Nafuna omulimu omulungi.
And began to move.
N'atandika okutambula.
Up and down.
Wansi ne waggulu.
He is now remaining with this woman.
Kati asigadde ne mukyala w'omu.
He got another girlfriend.
Nafunayo girlfriend.
Got a girlfriend.
Nafunayo akawala akalala.
You see, he has forgotten the miracle.
Yerabidde ekyamagero.
Now he looks nice and
smart.
And he has forgotten about the miracle. You see, it is the word that will keep you. The word that will change you. So one time he got an accident. And continued being sick. Because of the accident. And he died. I think God gave him room to repent.
Mukama nsubira yamuwa ekisenge ekyokwenenya.
So it's the word of God that gives you power.
Ekigambo kya Katonda kyekijja okuwa amaanyi.
To break free from sin.
Okubotola okuva mu kibi.
To overcome certain forces that fight you.
Okuwangula amaanyi agamu agakuwangula agakulwanyisa.
Not just miracles.
Si kya magero, si byamagero.
God can bless people and they forget about the
abantu basobola oku mukama asobola okuwa abantu omukisa ne beerabira.
But you must be deliberate.
Naye olina okuba ng'oli wa ddembe.
Obey his word.
Ng'ogondera ekigambo kye.
Obey him.
Mugondere.
He has lifted his word.
Yayimusizza ekigambo kye.
Above his name.
Okusinga erinnya lye.
That's what Psalm says.
Zabbuli bw'atyo bw'ayogera.
Titus 2:11. I like giving people.
Ekigambo kya Tito 2:11.
God's word translation.
Munzivunule eyo.
This passage tells us that you can say no to sin.
Ekine ekyawandiikwa kitugamba osobola okugamba nedda.
Verse 11 says, for the grace of God that brings salvation
ekireeta obulokozi
has appeared to all men.
Kirabise eri abantu bonna.
Salvation that rescues you.
Ekyo ekirokola obulokozi obulokola.
From the power of sin.
Okuva mmaanyi g'ekibi.
Has appeared to all men. Verse 12.
It
teaches us to say no to ungodliness
and
worldly passions and to live self-control upright and godly lives in this present age. You can say no to sin. Tell God that you can say no. You can say no.
Osobola okugamba nedda.
You can say no.
Osobola okugamba nedda.
In other words,
mu ngeri endala.
You can allow God to change your life.
Osobola okuganya Mukama n'akyusa obulamu bwo.
That is one thing, the reason why Jesus came.
Eyo y'ensonga emu lwaki Yesu yajja okukyusa obulamu bwo.
For God to change the world through his son.
Yesu okukyusa ensi okuyita mukama okukyusa ensi okuyita mwana we.
So let's look at the last scripture.
Leka tulabe ekyawandiikibwa ekisembayo.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 5.
Timoseo ekyokubiri essuula 3.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 5.
But
mark this.
There'll
be terrible times in the last days.
People
will be lovers of themselves. I want you to be marking this
thing.
People will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Boastful. Proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal. Brutal, they are bad. How do they say it in Luganda? If someone is very tough, bad,
mukambwe.
Yes, that is the thing. Brutal, not lovers of good.
Abatayagala bulungi.
Treacherous. Rash.
Abaka.
They do things quickly. Rash. Conceited. They don't wait.
Tebalindirira.
Lovers of pleasure.
Abagala
rather than lovers of God.
Abagala.
Having a form of godliness.
Ngabaline chifananyi
but denying his power.
Na yenga bega
have nothing to do with them. Have nothing to do with them.
Tebalina chebakola kubyo.
They have a form of godliness.
They
look
like
they know God.
They
look
like
they're saved. They look like. But they don't have the power to stop sinning. We are told have nothing to do with them. Don't copy people who say they know God and they're doing bad things.
You copy them.
Don't. If you love yourself only, you'll abandon your family. You'll abandon your children. That's why some women go and on the street and say, baby, sit here. Let me come. Let me go and get some sweets. Let me bring for you
umugati.
And they leave their own child.
Nareko mwana weke nyini. Kurugudo.
Lovers of themselves.
Beya galaboka.
Lovers of themselves.
Beya galaboka.
That's why others are bought.
Chovola babalabaja mwembuto.
Not one time.
Seven
times. Then when they want now to produce, the demon says no. You have killed, you have given me enough blood. You are not going to produce. You need to seek the Lord in a special way. If you have that kind of problem. Lovers of money, they can do anything for money. God does not want you to have that kind of life. Because he has given you power to change. Do anything for money, they are there.
Okole ekintu kyonna ku lwa sente.
I've seen people in the church do anything.
Ndabye abantu wano mu kanisa ngasobola okola ekintu kyonna ku lwa sente.
Leaders, pastors.
Ndabye abasumba abakulembeze.
Doing funny things for money.
Ngabakola ebintu ebitasaana.
Boastful, proud, abusive.
These are things
that God does not want in
your life.
And he has given you power. If you don't want to engage that power, God
said
that these true people should have nothing to do with you. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. The people who love pleasure so much, they want to enjoy themselves, that they don't care about others. They don't care about family. They can go take their money to the bar and burn it all there. They have an old mother in the village. They
alina nnyina omukadde tamulabirira mu kyalo.
They deny the power of God.
Begana amaanyi ga Mukama ate nga weegali.
Waliyo
abantu abajja okugamba olaba ekisa kya Katonda kimala.
Apostle Paul asks.
Omusuma Paulo abuuza.
Since now we are under the grace.
Kati bwe tuba tuli wansi w'ekisa.
Does it mean we should go on sinning?
Kitegeeza tweyongere twonoone. Kubanga Katonda mwetefu tefu
tusonyiwa.
N'agamba nedda.
There are people who deceive others.
Wali abantu abalimba limba bannaabwe.
The grace that is fake grace.
Ekisa kiri kya bulimba. Ekisa ekituufu.
Makes you break loose from sin.
Kikuleetera okubotola n'ova mu kibi.
You stop sinning.
Kirekeza okomye ekibi, kikomye ekibi. Ekisa ekituufu.
Makes you responsible.
Kikufuula ow'obuvunaanyizibwa.
Responsible.
Kikufuula ow'obuvunaanyizibwa.
You don't run up and down.
Todduka wano na wali.
After men or after ladies.
Todduka eri bakyala oba todduka eri baami.
You don't.
Tochikola.
So we are told. Apostle Paul warned Timothy.
Alabula Timotheo amulabula.
These people have a form of godliness.
Bano baline chikula chobwa Katonda.
But they deny the power.
Naye begana amanyige.
They don't allow the power of God to get them out.
Tebaganya kisa kya manyi ga Mukama kubajjayo.
Praise God.
Amina.
Say, Lord,
gamba ayi Mukama,
give me power,
mpa amaanyi,
to change my life,
okukyusa obulamu bwange.
Give me power,
mpa amaanyi,
to change my life,
nkyusa obulamu bwange.
Release me,
nsumulula,
from whatever has taken hold of me,
buli kibadde kyankwata.
Release me from it,
nsumululemu,
in the name of Jesus,
mu linnya erya Yesu.
Release me,
nsumulula,
from an unforgiving spirit,
okuva mu mwoyo gw'obutasonyiwa.
Release me,
nsumulula.
Talk to the Lord,
yogera ne Mukama.
Mention him to release you, ask him to
chatule
from that thing you know.
Okuva mu kintu ekyo
kyomanyi. You know what has taken all of you.
Omanyi ekyakukwata.
You know what has taken all of
you. Omanyi ekyakuwamba.
Even if it is a demon, you know.
Omanyi.
Ask him,
musabe,
to release you.
Akusumulule.
Ask him,
musabe,
to set you free.
Akufule waddembe.
Ask him,
musabe,
to set you free.
Akufule waddembe.
Talk to him.
Yogera naye.
Talk to him.
Yogera naye.
Talk to him.
Yogera naye. Webaza.
We give you glory.
Tukuwe kitiibwa.
We give you honor.
Wamuna amatendo.
We thank you for the power.
Webaza olw'amaanyi.
That you have given us.
Go to what day.
To live a godly life.
Okubeera mu bulamu obwa Katonda.
Thank you for that power.
Webaza olw'amaanyi ago.
Thank you for that power.
Webaza olw'amaanyi ago.
Thank you for that power.
Webala olw'amaanyi ago.
Deliver me from every evil.
Nsumulula okuva mu bubi
bwonna. Mention that evil.
Yatula obubi obwo.
Father, we thank you.
Kitaffe tukwebaza.
We give you glory.
Tukuwa ekitiibwa.
And we give you honor.
Amuna amatendo.
In Jesus' name.
Mulinye erya Yesu.
Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Kama mukubire engalo ez'amaanyi.